for not believing in fathers. We don't know. Tell me, can you blame us for not believing in fathers? We don't know. Tell me, can you blame us? Tell me, can you blame us?
I had hate for my creator. I only used to see him in the paper. Mum tried to get me to stop stressing, looking at the front door, wondering and guessing. Now there ain't a thing that can make me forgive him. Once upon a time, my dad asked me how old I was on my birthday, man, I thought he was kidding. After that, I started moving different. I stopped ringing his phone and stopped wishing. Started swearing at school, started switching. Wanted to hit him. He played basketball and chased women instead of babysitting. Or he dropped me off down to Nikki's. She played daddy whenever he was busy. I think I met her when I was around 5. She was my dad's girlfriend at the time. When I say at the time, I mean that's what I thought. Until I heard that he was seeing about 5. More disappointment, more lies, and every excuse was shit. Shit. Before he even got the job as a dad, it's like he told my mum that he quit. When Nikki left, there was no more trips. She visited now and then, but that stopped quick. He was a div. All he ever did was visit me on birthdays and bring me gifts. Never raised me or taught me shit. I guess I just looked like his kid. I gave up when my mum met another, who introduced me to my stepbrother. Both black, but not quite the same colour. Still love each other like we got the same mother. But then I started taking a mic, running with bad boys, notorious shit. P was the name on everybody's lips. Rivals, girls, and even the pigs. My fam was from Deptford, living on Rose Street. That's how I got to know the OGs. I taught myself to stand on both feet and hold my head higher than a nosebleed. John Cena primary to get for green. Late dissensions every day of the week. I got into trouble but never into weed. I was more into backing people's beef. Athletics but never like PE. Too busy repping as a YGB. Year 9 rolling round with little D. Picked up a hobby and started to MC. Skip a few years, 6310. Bluetooth and everybody on the weekend. Made a tune called My Soldiers, mentioning so many names to reunite to the ends. But still a bad boy, of course. Off my own will, nobody is forced. It was all good until I got caught. Age 15, found myself in court. My fam was like, nah, this ain't me. I was about to do my GCSEs. Instead of in Campbell, we must solicitor talking about my not guilty plea. I didn't know what was gonna happen, but 3 years in jail could have happened. And the case looked mad at the time. The only support I had was my mum and Shira. And I'm thinking to myself, this shit's fucked. Had me on tag for the whole 6 months. I called my dad, sent him texts, left them voicemails, but the guy would've picked up. And there's me thinking he would've fixed up. Then randomly out the blue, I got a text from him saying it's gonna be alright, good luck. Oh my days, what the fuck? You might as well say you don't give a fuck. But luckily I got not guilty. The funny thing is, I actually weren't guilty. I could've been in jail age 15, cause this man went around to guide me, you feel me? Only my mum could've healed me. And you know what, she's done a good job. She trusted me to follow my dreams instead of forcing me to go and get a job. I owe this life to my mum. I owe this life to my mum. And you can't put a price on her love. But the story gets worse, believe me. I got violent, rude and greedy. But we'd be here all day, so I'll save that for another CD.
For not believing in fathers, we don't know. Tell me, can you blame us? For not believing in fathers, we don't know. Tell me, can you blame us? Tell me, can you blame us?